Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when people are trying to figure out what the voters were saying yesterday when they voted in 37 states all over the country and all across the country. Did they speak in a clear voice? On one issue, I think they did. But we will get to that and what the big Democratic victory in the state of Ohio really signifies at a time when all of the recent polls have been very alarming for President Biden, leading to more and more calls that he should be dropped from the Democratic ticket. Speaking of the Republican ticket tonight, the day after the election, the five Republicans are appearing on stage together in Florida for the third Republican debate. There is a plea in the Washington Post from a conservative commentator asking people, please watch the darn debate, because it could be one of your last chances to maybe look at some of the alternatives to the ones that everybody talks about, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Is that the inevitable lineup for a year from now in November when we have our final presidential election? Well, it's going to be a more complicated lineup than that, because Robert Kennedy Jr. is running for an independent candidate as president. Cornel West is running as an independent candidate as for president, and there could be more. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, still apparently considering running for president with the independent no labels operation. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There was one election that was held last night, yesterday afternoon, and that was the election to censure Rashida Tlaib. Well, she lost the House of Representatives together with 22 Democratic votes voted to censure the our Democratic representative from Gaza. She's not really from Gaza. She is from Michigan, of course, but she has family who live somewhere in the West Bank, and so she sees herself as a representative of Palestinian points of view. She was censured for her extreme and anti-Semitic rhetoric yesterday, and we will play you some of the highlights of that debate. Meanwhile, we'll also be speaking to Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State of the United States. He's somebody who, when you actually look at the record, and this is something that even how much of a Democratic partisan you may be, you've got to acknowledge that Mike Pompeo was a very successful Secretary of State. He has on his scorecard some of the biggest advances toward peace in the Middle East with the Abraham Accords that he helped to structure under the cooperation with President Trump, who had appointed Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State in the first place. He will be commenting, coming right up on the Medved Show, about what is going on in the Middle East, what should go on in the Middle East to finish this conflict in Gaza, because nobody wants it to go on indefinitely, and also his view of the political perspective and whether he feels completely comfortable about having been in the arena as a potential presidential candidate and then withdrawing. Mike Pompeo coming up. And speaking about candidates who really might make a difference in this country, we'll also be speaking to former Congressman, former King County Sheriff Dave Reichert, who is the leading Republican candidate for governor of Washington. Now, we haven't had a governor of Washington since the 1980s who was anything other than a liberal Democrat. It's been Democrat, 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 Democrat. Do we have a real chance of making a dent? Well, there were local elections in Seattle that seem to suggest that we do. We'll talk about that with Dave Reichert coming up on the Medved debate. On the Medved Show. And we will also be speaking to Melanie Phillips from Jerusalem, who is a British commentator on world affairs. She's very prominent in Britain. She's featured every week in the Times of London. And Melanie Phillips talking a little bit about the end of the Gaza conflict and where that is likely to go, and whether the charges against Israel by the left, and it's very much so in Britain where they have huge demonstrations against Israel, and whether the anti-Israel sentiment here should go unanswered by our leaders. Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, has been surprisingly solid on a pro-Israel point of view. Okay, basically, last night, the Kamala Harris, who, of course, is trying hard to try to boost her own standing, she should be encouraged. There was part of that New York Times series of polls that they did together with Siena College showed that there were a group of voters who would vote for Kamala Harris if she were the Democratic nominee for president, but who won't vote for Joe Biden. And that's like 5% of the electorate. It could make a real difference. So does she feel boosted by that? Does she feel boosted by the results last night? Here is the Vice President of the United States, clip 11.
It was a good night for democracy. I think that if you look at from the midterms to last night, from California to Kansas, Ohio to Virginia, the voters said, look, the government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body. I think voters have been clear, regardless of whether they're in a so-called red or blue state, that one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body. And so it was a good night, and the president and I obviously have a lot of work to do to earn our reelection, but I am confident we're going to win. So thank you all.
Okay, again, quite natural after this election and the final election coming up in 2024, just a year from now, what she's referring to, of course, is Ohio, which became the latest red-leaning state. And Ohio is a solidly red state. It won by for President Trump by 8 points, a very comfortable win for President Trump in Ohio. And he won the first time in Ohio against Hillary Clinton by 9 points. Ohio became the latest red-leaning state to vote in favor of abortion rights on the ballot. And by a large margin, it looks like it's going to be about 60-40 margin when all the votes are counted. The voters of Ohio passed issue number one, which they're using the word everywhere of enshrining the right to abortion into the state constitution. It's kind of weird to see the word enshrining. They're making it a shrine so that you can actually worship to the ideal of abortion rights. In any event, this will be established as part of the state constitution. The pro-abortion rights position has now won on all seven state ballot measures since Roe v. Wade was overturned in mid-2022. Turnout was also strong in Ohio, suggesting this issue continues to animate voters. So what else did the voters have to say? We'll be talking about that. We'll be speaking former Secretary of State, former U.S. Congressman Mike Pompeo, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, still trying to make sense, everyone across the country trying to make sense of the election results from yesterday. Not all those election results are final, particularly in states like the state of Washington, where all the ballots are either by mail or they're dropped off at a ballot box in your neighborhood. But there's the idea of the in-person voting and waiting in lines, and no, that's not the way we do it in this state. The headline in the Seattle Times about the results in Seattle, and I mention this because of all across the country, there weren't a lot of Republican victories. Frankly, this was a good night. It was not a blue wave, precisely, but it was like that. All of the important high-profile races, except for Mississippi. And you might say, except for Mississippi? Mississippi is about as red a state as you can find. It's a very Republican state. Trump won by 17 points in Mississippi. And the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, held on. It was a closer race than expected. He was running against Elvis's cousin, Brandon Presley. But the governor of Mississippi did win as a conservative Republican, but that's hardly a surprise. What is something of a surprise is how solidly the more conservative, actually they're more moderate candidates, won in Seattle City Council races. The headline says in the Seattle Times, Seattle City Council races show early swing toward moderates. Challengers lead with more votes to be counted. And they report in the Seattle Times that early election returns Tuesday night provided first clues at possible outcomes of seven city council races, with moderate candidates leading in all seven districts, including races against all incumbents. Now, this is very dramatic because, again, most people don't pay enough attention to city council affairs to know which incumbents really need to be thrown out. They just see somebody's an incumbent, check. Well, this time they're throwing out the incumbents because I think people in the city are so sick of the crime, they're sick of the graffiti and the litter and the homeless encampments everywhere. In each race, the more moderate candidate led, signaling a potential shift in the makeup of the council. And then it goes on, among those ahead on Tuesday was Tanya Wu, a political newcomer challenging incumbent Tammy Morales, who was very far left. In Seattle's District 2, Tanya Wu was leading by 9 percentage points. And some of the leads for some of the moderate challengers were considerably more than that. Now, it takes forever. It's Seattle. And it'll be a while before all votes are counted, but this is a very positive sign. Not a positive sign for Republicans is that a very gifted Republican and a rising star in the Republican Party lost in Kentucky, and he lost to the incumbent. And it turns out that it's very hard to upset an incumbent governor. If you look across the country, generally governors who are running for a second term tend to win. A lot of states have two-term limits. So third term, fourth term, people might be more vulnerable. But a second-term governor like Andy Beshear, who's the Democrat, are likely to win. Daniel Cameron, who is the Attorney General of Kentucky, was considered a rising star in the state, and he had the endorsement of President Trump, who had carried Kentucky handily in the presidential election, but the final vote in Kentucky appears to be 4, 5, or 6 points in favor of Andy Beshear, the incumbent Democrat. The Republican candidate, Daniel Cameron, who has a bright future in the Republican Party, despite his loss, he gave an extremely gracious concession speech to Andy Beshear in the Kentucky governor's race. And you can hear immediately why a lot of people think that as a leading black Republican, Daniel Cameron has a bright future in the party. This is clip 12.
This was about future generations. And as I called the governor to congratulate him, I know from his perspective and from all of our perspectives, that we all want the same thing for our future generations. We want a better commonwealth, one in which it can ultimately be a shining city on a hill, a model and example for the rest of the nation to follow. And so as I did with Governor Beshear, I want all of us to think about what these next few decades will look like. And I ask that you pray for Governor Beshear and his team and for all of our commonwealth. Because at the end of the day, win, lose, or draw, what ultimately matters is that we know that Christ is on the throne.
And the reference here, we know that Christ is on the throne. Beshear is also a very publicly committed Christian. He and his wife are both deacons at their church. And Beshear's father and grandfather and uncle were all lay pastors in what was called at the time the Primitive Baptist Church. So the incumbent governor, the Democrat, also has a religious background. He spoke this way, claiming victory in the state of Kentucky last night. Clip 13.
But folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sends a loud, clear message. A message that candidates should run for something and not against someone. That a candidate should show vision and not sow division. And a clear statement that anger politics should end right here and right now. Just look at what we were up against. Five super PACs. My opponent's super PAC. Mitch McConnell's super PAC. Rand Paul's super PAC. The Club for Growth. The Republican Governors Association. All running ads full of hate and division. And you know what? We beat them all at the same time.
That's Governor Andy Beshear, and it's one of those things that because of his victory, Democrats are suddenly discovering him. He's very good on TV, by the way, and he's one of those people who, when they look at the ticket of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, a lot of Democrats are feeling, can't we do better? And what about doing better on the Republican side of things and doing better in U.S. foreign policy? We'll talk about all of that with former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo coming right up on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. While Israel's war with Hamas continues to escalate, some are now looking ahead to what happens next in the region after the conflict. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reaffirming the White House's opposition to an Israeli occupation of Gaza. Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a GOP resolution to censure Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib over comments that were critical of Israel and supportive of Palestinians. Ohio, now the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over can purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces and grow cannabis plants in their own homes. In a closely watched race, Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected over his Republican challenger, Daniel Cameron. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I'm very honored to welcome back to the show Mike Pompeo, who was the 70th Secretary of State of the United States, following in the footsteps of the first Secretary of State, who was named Thomas Jefferson, as a matter of fact. And Mike Pompeo was also Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was elected to four terms in Congress, and he is one of the few American politicians, I think, who has the distinction of having graduated first in his class at West Point before his service in the military, and then later served as an editor at the Harvard Law Review for Harvard Law School, where he also graduated with honors. Mike Pompeo, great to speak to you again. And right now, there's a lot of, well, I wouldn't say excitement, but there is some interest in the Republican debate tonight. Are you planning to watch it?
Michael, I will. I'm going to have to watch it taped, but I will watch it. I've got an event this evening. But I'll watch it, and I'll watch it with a focus on who's serious. I oftentimes these things devolve into things that don't matter to the American people. I'm hopeful that between the folks who have chosen to run for the most important political office in the world and the folks who tasked with keeping them on track, the moderators, they can have a serious conversation about things that really matter.
Well, that debate is coming up tonight. President Trump will not be there. He will be 10 miles away in Hialeah hosting a rally. The debate tonight is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And right now, one of the things, of course, they will be debating is American policy toward Israel and toward the Gaza war. Right now, the headlines all say that Prime Minister Netanyahu has indicated that Israel plans for an indefinite period for security duties in Gaza. They do not plan to reoccupy or to set up any kind of control. But security duties to protect against another surprise attack. Do you think this is the kind of thing that should concern the United States, or that President Biden and Secretary Blinken should be pressing Israel to immediately clear out of Gaza?
Oh, goodness, no. They should be pressing Prime Minister Netanyahu to do the necessary, the complete and total decimation of all the infrastructure and the leadership of a terror organization that killed 1,400 folks, including, as I always remind people, a handful of Americans as well. And the risk that Iran will continue this barbaric activity if Hamas is not completely eliminated is significant. And so what I hope the Biden administration will do is it won't be speaking to Israel trying to constrain them. It will be speaking to Iran trying to constrain them, making clear to them that there is no moral equivalence here. This isn't a contextualized set of issues. This is about human decency and the rule of law. And you barbarians violated that, and there will be real costs imposed on you should you do it again.
I know you're very deeply committed to the Republican Party. Right now there are divisions in the Republican Party about continuing aid to Ukraine. What would you say to Republicans who say that we can't afford it right now, we should spend the money defending our border rather than defending the borders of Ukraine?
I was actually on Capitol Hill yesterday talking to a number of members, many of whom had reasons that they were concerned about continued U.S. taxpayer funding of the Ukrainian military to push back against Vladimir Putin. I said to them the same thing I'd say to anyone who asked. The either-or idea that we can only afford to protect our border or only afford to protect America is nonsense. In this administration, President Biden, if we stopped funding Ukraine tomorrow, he wouldn't change a single thing about his border policies. We ought to go back to a set of understandings that that southern border that we had in place for the last couple years of the Trump administration, which was pretty darn effective. And then we should do the right thing by the American people and ensuring that we don't allow Vladimir Putin to do precisely the kind of terror on Ukrainian civilians that we saw on October 7th at scale, right? We know that these aggressive, evil actors want to retake lands by use of violence. And that if the United States stands for one thing, not because it's a moral principle, that's certainly true, but because it's in America's best interest as a hard power matter. We have to push back against that. The Ukrainians haven't asked for our soldiers. They've just asked for our stuff, and we should provide them the stuff to win, not the stuff that President Biden has provided to allow them to draw to a stalemate, but the things that they need to win. We know how to do it. We could certainly provide it, and we should have done it months and months ago. I hope we'll do it now.
You, in addition to your service as Secretary of State, served, of course, as Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. There are all kinds of new scandals involving some former employees of the CIA. Would you, if called upon by either this president, Democrat Joe Biden, or a future Republican president, would you consider coming back to the CIA to help clean up and improve the level of performance for that crucial agency in our security?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've never said no when America asked me to take on something where I thought I could actually make a difference. So if I thought that the president for whom I'd be working would give me the space and the resources to make that important institution function in a lawful manner that delivers good outcomes, good information, intelligence for America and our allies like Israel, if I thought I could make a difference there, I would certainly go back at it. It has a group of people there that are dedicated patriots. It needs leadership that is not politicized. It needs to follow its mandate and needs to make sure that everyone in the organization understands that it has a special responsibility to remain lawful because it does so much that doesn't receive public oversight because of the nature of the institution.
You have a tweet recently that says anti-Semitism is a cancer. We must stand with the Jewish people against the oldest form of bigotry and hate, and then hashtag stand up to Jewish hate. What Do you think the United States could do even better in terms of standing up against anti-Semitism?
I think there's a couple things, Michael. First, always begins with moral clarity. We can't gild the lily. We can't pretend. We can't say it doesn't exist. We can't say that folks who speak about, you know, Palestine being from the river to the sea, that's just normal language. This is hateful language against a group of individuals that have been persecuted for an awfully long time. A second, we should make clear that the Jewish homeland, the rightful Jewish homeland, I saw a spokesperson Kirby yesterday asked about whether the Golan Heights belong to Israel, and he could not answer the question. My gosh, that's just nutty. Of course, it is the rightful place of Israel. Israel needs it to secure its own freedom. And so we have to get each of those things right. And when we do, we can begin to put America in a better place. And then finally, we got to take back the faculties at America's elite institutions. They have so been indoctrinated in the central thesis of there being only two groups, the oppressed and the oppressors, that when we look away, this anti-Semitism grows. And I think this didn't just pop up on October 7th. I think October 7th unmasked the anti-Semitism that was on our college campuses for a number of years now.
Well, as a graduate of Harvard Law School, you are particularly well-positioned to help with that effort. Mike Pompeo, his book recently was called, it was a New York Times bestseller, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the America I Love, which Mike Pompeo has been doing all his life. We will be right back with more on the censure of Rashida Tlaib. The vote was yesterday. We'll get to that on the Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved show, Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Detroit, was censured by the House of Representatives yesterday. And it was actually a surprisingly decisive vote. And a vote with 22 Democrats voting with virtually all the Republicans. It was a tally of 234 to 188. And on a House of Representatives that is so finds it so difficult to agree on anything, that is a dramatic a victory for the people who were in favor of the censorship, the censure of Rashida Tlaib. Tlaib's punishment was one step below expulsion from the House. Well, that's what they say in the news accounts. But, of course, censure really is just a black mark against your name, and any candidates against her in the primary or in the general election coming up can use that censure, but it doesn't really mean anything in terms of either removing her from committees or removing her from the House of Representatives. The three-term congresswoman has long been a target of criticism for her views on the decades-long conflict in the Middle East. Ultimately, more than 22 of the Democrats joined Republicans last night to censure her after an effort to shelve the measure failed earlier in the day. This was the way that Congresswoman Tlaib sounded on the House floor, getting emotional before the vote on her censure. This is clip four.
I can't believe I have to say this, but Palestinian people are not disposable. We are human beings, just like anyone else. My Sitti, my grandmother, like all Palestinians, just wants to live her life with freedom and human dignity we all deserve. Speaking up to save lives, Mr. Chair, no matter faith, no matter ethnicity, should not be controversial in this chamber.
Okay, she is not getting censured because she wants to save lives. She is getting censured for saying things like she believes the President of the United States favors genocide, for saying that Israel's effort to defend itself amounts to genocide. And to say, meanwhile, nothing about releasing the 240 hostages, including children as young as 3 years old, who have been kidnapped by Hamas. And she went on, and Representative Ilhan Omar her fellow Muslim American, who is also a member of Congress, Representative Omar, representing Minnesota. She stood in defense of Rashida Tlaib, no surprise. That was clip 8.
What is true here is that every single one of them has not acknowledged the fact that Palestinians are dying in the tens of thousands, but will continue to say it is us who are not acknowledging humanity. Rashida will stand strong.
General, ladies, time has expired.
The movement will continue for liberation until every
General, ladies, time has expired.
Has the right to live.
Gentleman from Maryland
liberty.
Is recognized.
Okay, there's also a certain amount of emotion. And she was also defended by another member of the squad. This is Representative Cori Bush from Missouri saying this. This is clip 7.
A lack of care and a lack of understanding and a lack of seeing the humanity of folks who look like Rashida Tlaib. It's outrageous that my colleagues are blatantly attempting to silence the only Palestinian-American representative right here. It's outrageous, but it's not surprising. And let me tell you, it's not surprising because this place is where 1,700 members of Congress, this elected body, enslaved black people. It's not surprising because they thought it was right. It's not surprising because this is a place where members continue to claim that the insurrection on the Capitol just appeared to look like a normal tourist visit. It's not surprising because this is a place where our black and brown staff members repeatedly speak of experiencing racism and sexism, Islamophobia, get pushed off in elevators, xenophobia and more right here in this workplace. This is the place. And let me say this. She mourns for the 1,400 Israelis.
Gentlelady's time has expired.
She mourns for the 10,000. And she will not stop. No more.
Gentlelady's time has expired.
No more. Ceasefire now. And she takes the death threat that you all send.
The gentlelady is no longer recognized. The gentleman from Maryland.
The desire to save lives is greater.
Gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
That's what I said.
Okay, the desire to save lives. When have you heard any spokesperson for Hamas say, okay, let's have that ceasefire that everybody wants, but in response to the ceasefire, we agree to release all the hostages, and we agree to a permanent ceasefire, not to attack Israel again. They can't say that. They won't say that. And they don't believe it. They have said precisely the opposite. How does it save lives to give a blank check to people who say, we will do October 7th again and again and again until they have wiped out Israel? How do we know that they believe that? It's in their charter, which they haven't changed. And by the way, when people are chanting, it's something that Rashida Tlaib has chanted, from the river to the sea, Palestine will all be free. And then what happens to the 7 million Israeli Jews who live in the state of Israel? And what is so ridiculous here is the misuse of words. And I have a column coming out on Friday that is precisely about this. Misusing words like occupation, apartheid, and genocide in this particular conversation is outrageous. And here is Representative Debbie Dingell, her fellow representative, Rashida Tlaib, from Michigan, defending her on the House floor. This is clip 3.
This resolution is an attack on that fundamental right. I spent all weekend in Michigan this last weekend talking to all the communities about the meaning of this phrase. And there are very strong feelings on all sides. And it's very clear that people interpret words in different ways. Personally, I choose not to use a phrase that is offensive to some and that many perceive as a threat. But I also take seriously living in a country that does not restrict
free
speech.
Okay, how do you interpret the phrase from the river to the sea, Palestine will all be free, other than demanding the exile or execution, assassination of all of the Jewish people who have lived there for generations, not new arrivals, not colonists, the indigenous people in that little corner of the world are Jewish. The only time that Jerusalem has ever been a world capital, a capital of anything, has been when Jewish people ran the show under, and the whole idea from the river to the sea, Palestine will all be free. What that means is that we're not talking about a two-state solution anymore. Mike Johnson read the Speaker of the House, read the final vote tally, and you'll hear the applause from the GOP side of the chamber. Clip six.
On this vote, the yeas are 234 and the nays are 188, with four answering present. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Okay, that what's laid on the table is they can reconsider later. It's extraordinary. Because the idea that, first of all, look, I've said leading up to this, I don't think that debating the censure of Rashida Tlaib is an immediate priority for this Congress, which has now less than 2 weeks to go before, much less than 2 weeks. There are 9 days to go before the government's supposed to shut down. And yes, all of this is important, and the debate tonight is important. It's on again from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's on NBC and elsewhere. It's going to be moderated by Lester Holt and Meet the Press moderator Kristen Welker. They'll be joined by Hugh Hewitt, who will be up there with them in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.